Notice what it says in Matthew 5, verses 8 and 9. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Verse 9, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Now notice in verse 8, it talks about pure or purity. In verse 9, it talks about peace. And what you will always see in the Bible is purity comes before peace. Always in the Bible. Righteousness comes before peace. And what the Bible teaches is, first, we need world purity, not world peace. That's why we don't have world peace. First must come purity and then peace. It's always like this in the Bible. Peace comes after purity. That's what you see. And so, yes, I would love world peace once this world becomes pure. Quit having the sodomites getting married, or the sodomites in general. Quit having the worldliness. Quit having the sin. And guess what? We can have world peace, but first must come world purity. Turn in your Bible to Hebrews 7. Hebrews 7. And this is consistent throughout the entire Bible. You will always notice that purity or righteousness or holiness or godliness, it comes before peace. Hebrews chapter 7. Hebrews chapter 7. Notice what the Bible reads in Hebrews chapter 7, verse number 2. Hebrews chapter 7, verse number 2. To whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace. What comes first according to Hebrews 7, verse 2? Righteousness or peace? Righteousness. It always comes before peace. This is throughout the entire Bible. Purity, righteousness, holiness, it comes before peace. And so when you see preachers preaching world peace and let's just get along, well, you better be preaching about purity more than peace, because purity comes before peace. That's what you see throughout the Bible. Turn to James 3. James 3. James 3. What you must understand is that you as a believer, you can never sacrifice your purity for the sake of peace. Right. And if people would understand this principle, it would change the way that they would act. Yes, we want to seek after peace, but you never sacrifice purity for peace, because purity comes before peace. Notice James 3, verse 17. James 3, verse 17. And the Bible reads in James 3, verse 17, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable. Notice the order. Every single word in the Bible matters. It does not say first peaceable, then pure. It says first pure, then peaceable. You say, why? Because purity comes before peace. And we want to have peace with one another, but I'll tell you what, your purity must come first. You can never sacrifice your purity for the sake of peace. Let me give you a practical example and turn to Revelation 6. Revelation 6. Let me just give you a practical example. Let's say this January, your coworker comes to you and says, man, I'm really excited. I can't wait to go to the Feast of the Black Nazarene. Now, this is a really godly event. Don't you agree? Now, look, I can tell you how you can have peace with them. Just say, yeah, I agree. It's a great event. I plan to be there myself. But you know what you're doing? You're sacrificing your purity for the sake of peace. Right. You should never sacrifice purity for the sake of peace. Now, here's the thing. If somebody tells you they're going to the Feast of the Black Nazarene, you don't have to tell them, well, you're wicked and straight out of hell, and you're going to die and burn in it. You don't have to say that, because you should try to have peace. But you know what you don't do is sacrifice what you believe and sacrifice your values for the sake of peace. You never sacrifice purity or righteousness or holiness or godliness for the sake of peace. You say, why? Because in the Bible, purity comes before peace.